This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Between the early 1990s and 2015, the homicide rate in the U.S. fell by half in New York, Washington, and San Diego. Murders dropped more than 75%. Special counsel is now investigating a meeting between Trump, former National Security Advisor Flynn, and the Turkish government about a plan that would have paid them $15 million to forcibly extradite a political enemy of the Turkish president from the United States. The British tribunal has affirmed a ruling issued last year that Uber's drivers are employees and not self-employed, so Uber will have to ensure that its drivers in Britain receive a minimum wage and paid time off. That creates problems for a common hiring model in the so-called gig economy that relies on workers who do not have formal contracts. More than 700 studies on the link between discrimination and health have been published since 2000. This body of work establishes a connection between discrimination and physical and mental well-being. More than 100,000 black people die prematurely each year. In the past year, membership in the Democratic Socialists of America has more than tripled to around 25,000. The recent election took their number of elected officials from 20 to 35. Every congressional district in the country now has at least two indivisible chapters. The Trump administration wants to spend tens of millions of dollars in part to help the pharmaceutical industry sell ostensibly non-addictive pain medications and abuse deterrent opioids that are as addictive as the original opioids. Democratic Party lost almost 1,000 state legislative seats. There are 7,383 in total over the course of Barack Obama's presidency. 7 in 10 Americans believe global warming is occurring, according to a Yale University study, and more than 60% say that they are at least somewhat worried about its effects. After cutting funds for nonprofit groups that help people obtain health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, the Trump administration is encouraging the use of insurance agents and brokers who are often paid by insurers when they help people sign up. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.